we are printing the ballot papers for the elections, and in terms of presidential, we are done 100%. For National Assembly, we are done 100%. For local government, we are at about 88%. We are hoping to conclude everything by the 30th of July, and this includes packaging and transportation of the ballot papers back into the country. Let me also quickly indicate that there are other activities that the Commission is undertaking, which include voter education, and that's just passing on voting information to the registered voters. We are also preparing our teams of district electoral officers across the country to be able to equip them efficiently to manage the coming election.
Patricia, you mentioned the printing of ballot papers. Did I read a week ago or so that there was some dispute about whether the opposition had been invited to go print the ballot?
Yes, we did send out an accreditation notice to all stakeholders who were interested in witnessing the printing of the ballot papers in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. And the opposition political parties, and particularly the United Party for National Development, expressed interest, and we did accredit them as the commission. Where we had a problem is the person who they sent to monitor the papers was turned away at the airport because, according to the information that they gave us, they said they did not have a valid visa to go into UAE. You may be aware that that country has imposed travel restrictions on countries, and that includes Zambia. And so you need a special visa to be able to travel. But we told them if they had somebody who already had a visa and was able to fly into Dubai and start the observation of the process, it was going to be an easier and quick arrangement. And that's what they did.
I was reading the Zambian papers, and it says that your commission has given directive to independent candidates that they should not be affiliated to any political party. Can you tell us why?
Not something that the commission has come up with. It's provided for under the constitution, and what we did was to make a clarification to a number of queries and complaints that are coming from the political parties themselves. We as the commission are receiving complaints from political parties alleging that there are quite a lot of independent candidates who have resigned from political parties, but they are supporting a presidential candidate from a political party. And so the commission went on to provide guidance on what this means.
So you have lifted the restriction on the two main political parties, the Patriotic Front and the UPND, to campaign physically in Lusaka District. Could you tell us why?
What we have done is we have lifted the suspension for the Patriotic Front. If you remember very well, the Patriotic Front and the UPND were suspended in Lusaka and three other districts. We did review, and we got indications that in the other three districts, there was calm, and people had obviously shown remorse that such issues would not happen again. But in Lusaka, we still had pockets of violence, and we decided to lift partially. And the partial lifting of the ban meant that they could campaign on radio, TV, maybe social media, and not really doing the door-to-door as well as public address system issues.
Patricia, thank you so much for speaking with us on Daybreak Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James. Thank you for having us.